My friends, for today's video, I am intentionally making it as humble as possible because today we are praying for those that suffered from pride in their life by doing reparative acts of humility. And I will talk about that a little bit later. But before we continue in day 16, we have to review where we've been. We will never know where we're going or where we are if we do not understand our past. So let's talk about what we've been praying for in the last 15 days, especially if you are new. Join us in this journey in purgatory. It is not too late. We're using this amazing book called Stories About Purgatory and What They Reveal. And in the version that I'm using, it includes a book that is called Hell and What It Is Like. I always get the title of that book wrong. But so let's go through what we have been doing in the last 15 days. Okay, so the first day was a day of fervent prayer for the souls in purgatory. The second day was a day of supplication for the souls in purgatory. The third day, we prayed for those who suffer the most. Remember that? The fourth day, we prayed for those who are in purgatory the longest, and we meditated on that reality. The fifth day, we prayed for deceased relatives, thinking about our family members. Go back to that video if you have not seen it. The sixth day, we prayed for deceased friends and anyone that has helped us in our life, because friendship extends beyond death. The seventh day, we prayed for those that have none to pray for them, because we know what it's like to be abandoned. The eighth day, we prayed for those devoted to the Blessed Sacrament, and we know that is a wonderful treasure and a source of holiness in our lives. The ninth day, we prayed for those devoted to our Blessed Mother, because she is our mother and she is Queen of Purgatory, and we want to have that devotion to her. The 10th day, we prayed for those devoted to Saint Joseph, learning just how powerful he is interceding for the souls in purgatory. The 11th day, we prayed for all those that have died in the last year. The 12th day, for all those that were priests and religious. The 13th day, for those devoted to the holy souls in purgatory. One day that will be you and I. The 14th day, for those most devoted to the angels. And we talked about the power of our guardian angels. The 15th day, we talked about the soul richest in merit yesterday, and we learned about merit. Now, today is a little bit different. The way that the day is structured, it's not so much that we're praying for those that suffer from pride, but rather we are atoning for their sins by doing acts of humility. So today's going to be a little bit different. Yes, we should pray for them. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is today I want you to intentionally do things that are humiliating to you in atonement for the sins of the proud so that you can make up for their sins now. So that today is going to be quite interesting. And I want to talk about humility. I want to talk about humility. And this video is only for those that want to be humble. For those of you that are proud, you have already clicked off and you don't even, maybe this message just simply is not for you. Humility is something everyone wants and no one wants to pay the price for. That's the truth. Humility, you better write that down. Humility is something everyone wants and says they want, but no one really wants to pay the price for. We talk about it as if it's something so glorious. You know who is humble are the souls in purgatory. You will hear an account after account, the incredible humility of the souls in purgatory, because they no longer lie to themselves about themselves, which is what you and I do. We tell ourselves all the time, oh, I'm so holy, oh, I'm this, I'm that, but we don't really look at ourselves the way that the souls in purgatory do. So they are humble. So if you want to be humble, ask them, what is humility? What the word really means is dirt, humus, dirt, not the Mediterranean dish, but it means dirt, to remember that you were dirt, and dirt you shall become. So Lent is a season of humility because that's one of the things that you might be signed with when the priest or whoever signs the cross on your forehead. They said, remember that you are dirt and you shall become dirt again one day. That's what it really means to be humble, to walk around realizing that you're just dirt and the consequences that follow from that realization. So that's what humility is. How do you become humble? The hard way. There's only one way to become humble. One way to become humble, and it's the hard way. There's no way to become humble other than through unbelievable difficulty. I'm telling you because I know this from experience. You have to be humiliated to become humble. In the scriptures, whenever they say, humble yourself before the Lord, What they mean is fast. So whenever we read that, we don't know what that means, but let me tell you what it really means. When it says in the Bible, humble yourself before the Lord, what it means is fast, put on sackcloth, throw ashes on your head, and pray and give alms. So imagine like this, like when I say go to Mass, everyone knows that there's going to be candles and music and readings and the Eucharist and preaching the priest and possibly a collection if it's a Mass on Sunday. So we know that all these things come from just going to Mass. In the same way, the people in the Old Testament and New Testament, when they would have heard someone tell them, humble yourself, they would have done all of those things. Fasting, sackcloth, ashes, prayer, almsgiving. Those five things. Because for them, to humble yourself was basically like to put yourself to death, to make yourself back like dirt, and to remember that you're nothing just but a pile of dirt that happens to have the breath of God and is walking around and that's it. You can only become humble by being utterly humiliated. Let me give you a few examples of what humility really looks like. Some years back, my wife and I wanted to celebrate an anniversary in San Antonio. And so we took my daughter Eden and we went, and it was just an amazing time. And one of the things that we did was we did this kind of tour of the five missions in San Antonio. Really, really beautiful. And we were going on these electric bikes, had an amazing time. And when we got towards one of the later ones, I met someone that I never knew existed. I met the patron saint of Texas. His name was Fray Antonio Margil de Jesus. He helped found all those missions. He knew all these languages. He did unbelievable work. He walked hundreds of miles from one mission to another. He converted people. He was a saint. And he's not even declared blessed. And there was something that he said about himself that I still remember. And it just struck me in my heart. And he said, I am la misma nada. And when I read that in Spanish, and sometimes they don't really translate it very well into English, I just thought, man, I've never heard anyone say that. He said, and he believed, I am nothingness itself. That was his motto. That's what he believed. And you could see by the works that he did. And since he was such dirt, God could mold him and do anything with him. That's the benefit and the freedom of truly being humble. It's one thing to say that you're humble, and then God starts trying to mold you, and you start complaining. Another instance of what humility is like, from the life of Saint Teresa of Avila. So there's a famous story that you may have heard, but one day she was riding on her horse and then the horse just threw her off and she fell face flat into the mud, looked up at God and said, how can you do this to me? And he said, I do this to my friends. And she said, well, no wonder you have so few. God is so hard on pride because one of his first sons fell by that sin. You know who I'm talking about. Satan, who was once Lucifer, and that used to be a name that represented light, was one of God's first sons. And God loved him along with the other angels that were formerly angels. God loved Lucifer. He did. And Lucifer, out of pride, hated God because God was humble. And he did not want to serve like God. And he rebelled against God. He turned away from him permanently and became Satan. If he ever saw pride in his human creatures, to eradicate it, to really root it out, because it can destroy you. And it's the one thing that can really lead you into hell. That's why God is so harsh on the sin of pride, because he knows that if he leaves it there, you will become another Satan. Ask God to humble you. Ask God to give you true humility, that we may be like the souls in purgatory and be humble. My friends, thank you for joining me on this day. If this content has given value to your life, please hit that like button and spread it as much as you can. God bless you, and I will see you tomorrow in day 17.